So I want to work on scientific realism and quantum mechanics, looking more at the methodology. So when I talk about realism, I talk about scientific realism. But I will clarify what I mean by realism, and what I will clarify what I want to say with realism and with inter-theory relationships. So basically, I want to say that scientific realism doesn't entail strong commitments to any view on inter-theory relations, and in particular to reductionism. But at the same time, a lot of the research on quantum mechanics from the philosophical point of view focuses a lot on the measurement problem. And I want to make a viewing that the measurement problem is very strongly committed to a reductionist view on inter-theory relations. And I want to develop on that. There are lots of interpretations of quantum mechanics. There is no agreement on which one is the correct one. But there is a standard agreement on what is the measurement problem, and basically that the basic problem of quantum mechanics is the measurement problem from an interpretational point of view, and they differ in how to solve it. So originally, one of the ways to characterize the different interpretations was in terms of how do they resolve the measurement problem. And I propose to dissolve the problem. To emphasize directly on quantum mechanics independently of any theories. So I make a connection between reductionism and quantum mechanics, and I say that focusing on the measurement problem restricts the philosophical region of work to a part that is not necessary, that we can work in another framework. So in scientific realism, there's a massive literature, obviously, and I want to distinguish two debates which are not necessarily they are not disconnected, but I think that is worthwhile to separate them for this discussion on quantum mechanics, which is: what is realism, what kind of entailment, what kind of worldview it has, what kind of things describe realism, and then how it can be justified against forms of anti-realism. So obviously the debate realism-anti-realism has helped to develop realism and anti-realism in finer detail. But I think that we can stick to say what is realism and forget the arguments of the anti-realist. For me, realism is a methodology, is a working hypothesis, and if you're an anti-realist, then we can discuss, but for some time we can focus on realism and see where we can go. So I have there are also lots of forms of realism, and I present this one, which I think most realists would agree. So scientific realism says these three things: that the world exists independently of humans, that theories in some way capture true features of the world, and there is a metaphysical or interpretative question, which is: what is the world like according to the theory? So quantum mechanics is empirically adequate, but what does it mean to say that quantum, what does that mean? What do we say about the world according to quantum mechanics? So these three statements are a form of blanket realism, which involve, I think all forms of realism will agree with this. And I note that this form of realism doesn't have conditions on what form of inter-theory relations you should have. You could have a pluralist account of inter-theory relationships, or a reductionist, and you could still be a realist in both. So now let me introduce reductionism. So I want to discuss what's the relevance of reductionism in the philosophy of science, and what reductionism entails, or how do I see reductionism, and give a loose analytic tool to approach a form of inter-theory relations. So I say that in reductionism is the orthodoxy. So I think that people in general are reductionists. I think most of us will agree with this illustration, where you have a baby, a complex physical system, a human, and you can see it as these arrows are meant to illustrate some form of a relationship from more basic components to more complex components. So the baby is an organ system composed by organs, which are tissue, which are cells, organelles, and at some point there's molecules and atoms. And although there's so this is a reductionist description because it presents some continuity from the elements of one object to the next one. We can disagree on how this arrow delivers, on what does it mean. But if we agree with this, I say that we are reductionists. And in virtue of this relationship from one object to the next. But basically because the atoms and molecules are elements described by quantum mechanics. And organs and organ system and tissues are objects described by classical physics. So this diagram illustrates the continuity between the objects of quantum and the objects of the classical. But there's a warning for this. This is a bit controversial to say, really, because actually we don't have a realist account of quantum mechanics. So I think the only thing everyone agrees is that there is no agreement on what quantum mechanics is. And we can't really say how this happens. So this is a warning for the reductionist. Look, there is no satisfactory account of the ontology of quantum mechanics. And this continues because the behavior of humans can be described by psychologists and social sciences. But then the thought is that those sciences are linked with neurophysics. And then neurophysics is linked to quantum physics. So from the bottom to the top, quantum mechanics is in both ends. And there's a strong warning again. We don't know what quantum mechanics entails. So I think that most people are reductionists, and there's a very controversial statement involving reductionism. And the origin of that controversy is quantum mechanics and its relationship with classical. So what do I mean when I say that we don't have an ontology of quantum mechanics? So for classical physics, we know how the formalism relates to the world from the position and momentum, from the canonical variables of the theory, from its formalism, the phase space. We can connect with objects like tennis balls and trees. But for the quantum state, we don't know where is the referent in the world. We don't know how to tell in words what a quantum state is beyond given mathematical formulas. So that is the problem of the ontology in quantum mechanics. So more precisely, what I take reductionism to be. So I think there are two central ingredients in reductionism. One at the ontological or metaphysical level, and one at the epistemic level. At the ontological level, there's the hypothesis of ontological reduction. Everyday classical objects are composed or related in some metaphysical way to more fundamental ones, molecules, atoms, elementary particles. And at the epistemic level, there's the epistemic reductionism, which is given in a form of accumulationist or retentionist hypothesis. This is basically a view on theory change. The view that more fundamental theories are seen as successors over less fundamental predecessors. That the successors retain some terms of the predecessors. I will explain just a little bit more what this is. But I want to note now that with these two components of reductionism, we can argue that the main forms of realism, scientific realism, are reductionists. For example, structural realism is explicitly a reductionist view of scientific realism. Structural realism was created as a response to the problem of theory change, the pessimistic meta-induction. The inference from success to truth is weak because there are false successful theories. So they, Worrell in 1989 says, look, it's not so true that there's been a change of theories because there is retention of structure, and we should be realist about that structure. So he focuses that retention that retention across theory change in the structure of the theories. There are other forms of structural realism, like ontic structural realism, that also hold the epistemic reductionism. The ontological one, some forms deny it, like illuminativist ontological structural realism denies the ontological reduction because it is eliminative. But that's a further point. And standard realism, like the realism of Psilos, is also reductionist because against retaining the central terms or the entities of the theories, they believe in a realist commitment to the working posits of the successful explanations, and that will retain across theory change. So I think we can argue that the main forms of scientific realism are in some way reductionists. But as I said before, in principle, scientific realism doesn't commit you to any view on inter-theory relations. So the epistemic reductionism, again, I say this because the literature says that the ontological reduction is like self-evident and is true, and there's not much controversy with it. I think there is, but the most of the literature focuses on the epistemic reduction. So the epistemic reduction, the scope and the reach of the epistemic reduction is mainly justificatory and heuristic. It guides the development of new theories. The new theories develop, or there's a heuristic guide from the previous theories insofar as the new theories have some relationship with the previous ones. So that's an epistemic relationship. So I want to give a rough idea of how to create a view on inter-theory relations. So because there are two main distinctions in inter-theory relations. They are all connected, but you can emphasize one of them. So the first type of inter-theory relation emphasizes considerations of development and time. So you have a diachronic or horizontal and synchronic or vertical. So diachronic looks at the history of science. So how the history of science, the progress of science, gives us a relationship between predecessor and successor in terms of the history. So how do we connect quantum mechanics with classical mechanics? Well, quantum mechanics was created as a after the failure of classical mechanics to predict some observable phenomena. And then the synchronic or vertical looks at different theories at one time. So how does quantum mechanics relate today with classical mechanics in terms of the practice of scientists today, regardless of historical considerations? And then the other type looks at the subject matter. So you can have a view on inter-theory relations in terms of how different scientific disciplines relate, for example, psychology and biology and physics, or how different theories in one particular science relate, for example, evolution and molecular biology. What relation is between them? Those are two theories in biology. So this is your pick and mix table. So you can make your own view on inter-theory relations, emphasizing one of these aspects. Sometimes they are all mixed together, Well, I think this is a way to distinguish the debates. And the relevance is that the quantum classical limit has significant components in all of them. So I want to emphasize the relationship between inter-theory relations, quantum classical limit, and the realist view on quantum mechanics. The quantum classical limit involves, like I said before, is basically a reductionist. Obviously, from the outset, is a reduction, is a project meaningful in a reductionist view. And it involves at the epistemic level a set of formal tools like the mathematical limits, the Ehrenfest theorem, the coherence, the association between Poisson brackets and the quantum commutators, and other things. These give you forms of relationship between classical and quantum. And then at the ontic level, the hypothesis of ontological reductionism. But both the epistemic and the ontological are controversial. If you look closely at these mathematical limits, at the Ehrenfest theorem, they are all very limited in its power. They are all controversial. And the ontological reduction, it's a bit controversial because we don't know how this ontological reduction happens. We don't have the metaphysical relation, and we don't have the metaphysical elements of quantum mechanics. So it's controversial to hold this reduction. And in fact, Alisa Bakulich's interstructuralist view came up as a response to the crisis in the standard view of the quantum classical limit. So going into the interpretations and realism. So the quantum classical limit is important because the standard view holds that a decent interpretation of quantum mechanics has to explain the appearance of the classical world. So this is like the way that Lanzmann puts it, like this is standard. We all agree that we need to give an account of the appearance of the classical world. This is what quantum mechanics has to give us. And obviously there are controversies over how to derive ontological consequences from the notions of explanation and different things, right? But I want to show that this is like a standard view. And in particular, the measurement problem is explicitly seen, as Bacigalupi puts it, as the reaction to the need to justify the appearance of the classical world. The main problem of quantum mechanics can be said to be the measurement problem, and this problem is seen as a reaction to the need to justify the appearance of the classical world. So right from the outset, the realist looks at quantum mechanics and he's invaded by a reductionist view. Whereas, in principle, scientific realism doesn't command you to be a reductionist. Or, for example, Alberto Cordero says that the scientific realist should account for the classical world of ordinary experience in appropriately scientific terms. And this goes in line with this view on the measurement problem. So just to refresh, the measurement problem, or to emphasize the reductionism in the measurement problem wants to connect so you have the initial state of a system and the apparatus. And you have the final state of the system and the apparatus, which is an entangled state. And you want to connect this with the measurement outcome, which is a single determinate value. And in principle, you don't know how the theory is telling you that this involves a determinate single value. And you want to connect it with a final state of the system and the apparatus, with a value for the observable of the apparatus, and with a value for the observable of the system. And you want to use the probability involved in quantum mechanics for relating everything. So that's the measurement problem. And this involves a reductionist approach. So looking at the interpretations of quantum mechanics, there is no agreement over which one is the correct one or the best one. There are many different ones. They all face difficulties. Furthermore, it's not straightforward to say in what sense they are realists. Like, they will know that they are realists, like GRW, many worlds, wave function realism, model interpretations, at least the one that is not Van Frassen's one. They are all framed within realism, but there isn't a straight connection between them and forms of realism, like scientific realism. And I say that they pay like a philosophical cost for satisfying their methodological demands, like, for example, being reductionists. So I say scientific realism doesn't entail reductionism, but in practice, most realists and most interpretations are reductionists. So what if we replaced the hypothesis of reductionism? So another way to cut the Gordian knot, or as Friedrich does, to apply a therapeutic approach. So Friedrich says, the idea is to dissolve rather than to solve the paradoxes by proposing a perspective according to which basically these paradoxes don't occur because you eliminate the conditions under which that paradox exists. So I want to propose to apply this to the measurement problem. So yeah, the interpretations, many worlds, Bohmians, wave function realism, GRW, they all start from the measurement problem. Now there is, after many years, there's a bit of tangents. Like, many worlds is not some, like, David Wallace is trying to shift away from the measurement problem, saying that it's not so orthodox, but in the origin, or for a lot of people, or for a lot of, according to many papers, the problem of quantum mechanics is the measurement problem. So, to conclude this part, there is no agreement over the interpretation of quantum mechanics and quantum ontology. I propose to apply a therapeutic approach, that is to dissolve the problems that we are that they are failing to agree on how to solve it. And I see that the way to do that is to avoid reductionism. So dissolve rather than solve the measurement problem. I think that a realist view should be concerned with giving an account of the quantum in quantum terms, not in terms of classical terms, in terms of quantum language for a quantum ontology. So the challenge is not to relate the final state given by quantum mechanics with the state that I want it to give me, but it's to understand this in itself. What does this tell us about the world? With this formalism, we have empirical successful predictions. So what does this tell us about the world? Not in relation to tables and chairs with determinate properties and all that stuff. And this is entailed by realism. Realism entails that the world exists independently of us, that theories, insofar as they are empirically successful and we believe that they are empirically successful, they capture true features of the world. And we need to say, as realists, what is telling us about the world? So what does this tell us about the world, this entangled state? That is the problem of quantum mechanics. So I propose like a methodological turn to the approach of quantum mechanics. So scientific realism doesn't entail reductionism. In fact, there are realists that are not in this way reductionists. Like Nancy Cartwright, she's a realist, but she denies that there's such a connection between theories, that they have to, one needs to recover the predictions of the other. And if you look at this as in the way I presented it, the priorities for realism is to answer the question of what the world is like according to the theory, and then, if you want, to account for the relationship between the different theories. But in practice, I claim that in practice, the realists have the other order. They first want to give an account of the relationship by focusing on the quantum classical limit, by focusing on the measurement problem, and then they want to say that they are trying to look at the ontology of quantum mechanics. But it's only restricted to explaining the appearance of the classical world. So the realist question is, what is the world like according to quantum mechanics, independent of the measurement problem? And obviously, this doesn't command you to stop being a reductionist. But it does say that you should try to address the relationship once you have an appropriately understood quantum ontology. Then you can relate it to a classical. But then if we propose this, if we go forward with this project, then what do we have? And this is where I start speculating. So far my research has been to understand how realism and quantum mechanics and the measurement problem and how the community disagrees on what is an appropriate account and how to arrange all this battle of different interpretations, but not on what the real interpretation is. But I'm concerned with in which philosophical framework this interpretation could be conceived. And I argue that it's one that is not reductionist, in principle. So this is where the powers come, for example. So you look at the Stephen French says, the metaphysical toolbox. So you get your toolbox and you say, so we know that quantum objects are not classical objects, because they are not. The quantum mechanics doesn't talk about determinate properties, things that exist, that have identity. So they are not classical. So some things that I saw like loosely from the metaphysics of powers that I think can be connected with quantums. So powers are contextual. Powers, the manifestations of the powers are incompatible. So for example, I can run and I can swim, but I can't run in the swimming pool. Yeah, I need a context for manifesting the power, and I cannot, sometimes some powers are incompatible. Like I can move my hands and speak, but I can do both. These two are compatible, but I cannot, I cannot swim and run. And powers are independent of actuality. And these things are somehow similar to the quantum cases. And there is relevant work that can be used for associating this with the quantum, like the ontology of relations given by ontic structural realism, like Anna's work on the ontology of powers, or like Christian de Ronde's work on quantum superpositions. So I think that that the challenge, if you agree with me on this view on realism, that this takes you to being not a reductionist, and that the challenge is to frame the problem of quantum mechanics in a different way. Thank you.